ਸਤਨਾਮ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀਓ। ਸਤਨਾਮ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀਓ। ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਇੱਕ ਓਅੰਕਾਰ ਸਤਨਾਮ ਕਰਤਾ ਪੁਰਖ ਨਿਰਭਉ ਨਿਰਵੈਰ ਅਕਾਲ ਮੂਰਤ ਅਜੂਨੀ ਸੈਭੰ ਗੁਰਪ੍ਰਸਾਦ ਜਪ ਆਦਿ ਸੱਚ ਜੁਗਾਦ ਸੱਚ ਹੈਪੀ ਸੱਚ ਨਾਨਕ ਹੋਸੀ ਪੀ ਸੱਚ ਹਮ ਸੰਤਨ ਕੀ ਰੇਨ ਪਿਆਰੇ ਹਮ ਸੰਤਨ ਕੀ ਸਰਣਾ ਸੰਤ ਹਮਾਰੀ ਓਟ ਸਤਾਣੀ ਸੰਤ ਹਮਾਰਾ ਗਹਿਣਾ ਹਮ ਸੰਤਨ ਸਿਉਂ ਬਣ ਆਈ ਪੂਰਬ ਲਿਖਿਆ ਪਾਈ ਇਹੋ ਮਨ ਤੇਰਾ ਭਾਈ ਰਾਓ ਸੰਤਨ ਸਿਉਂ ਮੇਰੀ ਲੇਵਾ ਦੇਵੀ ਸੰਤਨ ਸਿਉਂ ਬਿਵਹਾਰਾ ਸੰਤਨ ਸਿਉਂ ਹਮ ਲਾਹਾ ਖਾਟਿਆ ਹਰ ਭਗਤ ਪਰੇ ਭੰਡਾਰਾ ਸੰਤਨ ਮੋਕੋ ਪੂੰਜੀ ਸੌਂਪੀ ਤਉ ਉਤਰਿਆ ਮਨ ਕਾ ਧੋਖਾ ਧਰਮ ਰਾਏ ਅਬ ਕਹਾ ਕਰੈ ਗੋ ਜੋ ਫਾਟਿਓ ਸਗਲੋ ਲੇਖਾ ਮਹਾ ਆਨੰਦ ਪਏ ਸੁਖ ਪਾਇਆ ਸੰਤਨ ਕਹਿ ਪ੍ਰਸਾਦੇ ਕਹੁ ਨਾਨਕ ਹਰ ਸਿਉ ਮਨ ਮਾਨਿਆ ਰੰਗ ਰਤੇ ਬਿਸਮਾ ਦੇ ਸਲੋਕ ਡੰਡੋਤ ਬੰਦਨ ਅਨਕ ਵਾਰ ਸਰਬ ਕਲਾ ਸਮਰੱਥ ਡੋਲਨ ਤੇ ਰੱਖ ਹੋ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਦੇ ਕਰ ਹੱਥ ਕਹਾਂ ਬੁੱਧ ਪ੍ਰਭ ਤੁਛ ਹਮਾਰੀ ਵਰਣ ਸਕੈ ਮਹਿਮਾ ਜੋ ਤਿਹਾਰੀ ਹਮ ਨਾ ਸਕਤ ਕਰ ਸਿਫਤ ਤੁਮਾਰੀ ਆਪ ਲਿਹੋ ਤੁਮ ਕਥਾ ਸੁਧਾਰੀ ਧੰਨ ਧੰਨ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਗ੍ਰੰਥ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀ ਮੋਹੇ ਅਨਾਥ ਦਾਸ ਜਨ ਤੇਰਾ ਮੋਹੇ ਅਨਾਥ ਦਾਸ ਜਨ ਤੇਰਾ ਮੋਹੇ ਅਨਾਥ ਦਾਸ ਜਨ ਤੇਰਾ ਗੁਰੂ ਪਿਆਰੀ ਸਾਧ ਸੰਗਤ ਜੀ ਦੋਨੇ ਹੱਥ ਜੋੜ ਕੇ ਫਤਿਹ ਦੀ ਸਾਂਝ ਪਾਈਏ ਗੱਜ ਵੱਜ ਕੇ ਆਖੋ ਜੀ ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕਾ ਖਾਲਸਾ ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਫਤਿਹ ਇੱਕ ਵਾਰੀ ਫਿਰ ਮਿਲ ਕੇ ਪਿਆਰ ਸਹਿਤ ਅਸੀਸਾਂ ਬਖਸ਼ੋ ਦਾਸ ਨੂੰ ਤਾਂ ਕਿ ਜੋ ਵੀ ਬਚਨ ਇਸ ਸਟੇਜ ਦੇ ਉੱਪਰ ਅਲਾਵਾਂ ਸਾਰੇ ਗੁਰਮਤਿ ਅਨੁਸਾਰ ਹੋਵੇ ਆਪ ਕਿਰਪਾ ਕਰਕੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਦੇ ਚਰਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਧਿਆਨ ਧਰਦੇ ਹੋਏ ਦੋਨੇ ਹੱਥ ਜੋੜ ਕੇ ਫਤਿਹ ਦੀ ਸਾਂਝ ਪਾਵੋ ਆਖੋ ਦੁਬਾਰੇ ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕਾ ਖਾਲਸਾ ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਫਤਿਹ ਗੁਰੂ ਪਿਆਰੀ ਸਾਧ ਸੰਗਤ ਜੀ ਟੁਡੇ ਇਜ਼ ਦਾ ਬਰਸੀ ਆਫ ਭਾਈ ਪਰਮਿੰਦਰ ਸਿੰਘ ਭਾਈ ਚਰਨਜੀਤ ਸਿੰਘ ਐਂਡ ਬੀਬੀ ਰੀਨਾ ਕੌਰ And to commemorate these Mahan spirits, there's been a program that's been set here at the Guru Nanak Academy. And if some Sangat remembers last year's Barsi, a Sevadar, a student of Pai Charanjit Singh, out of his himmat and his pyar, created a movie that after the program, it was shown to the Sangat. Now Das today tried to remember that movie a little bit. Jere Gur Sikh Nasdeek Si, meaning that they were close to Bibi Reena Kaur, Pai Charanjit Singh, or Pai Parminder Singh. They were all interviewed and their life was documented within this film, a very nicely made film. So within the film, ਇੱਥੇ ਖੜ੍ਹੇ ਆ ਮੇਰੇ ਵੀਰ ਭਾਈ ਤਜਿੰਦਰ ਸਿੰਘ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਇੱਕ ਅੱਖਰ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਵਰਤਿਆ ਸੀ ਸੋ ਭਾਈ ਪਰਮਿੰਦਰ ਸਿੰਘ ਨੂੰ ਟੂ ਗਿਵ ਅ ਡਿਸਕ੍ਰਿਪਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਭਾਈ ਪਰਮਿੰਦਰ ਸਿੰਘ ਐਂਡ ਵਨ ਆਈ ਲੁੱਕ ਬੈਕ ਐਂਡ ਆਈ ਟਰਾਈ ਟੂ ਰਿਮੈਂਬਰ ਦ ਮੂਵੀ ਇਜ਼ ਦਿਸ ਵਨ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਦੈਟ ਐਕੋਡ ਇਨ ਮਾਈ ਹੈਡ And that's the same shabd that I want to share with you, and I have been sharing with you since the start of Vaisakh, is that when he described by Parminder Singh, he described him as Khalsa. Now this shabd, Odi Paripasha, a translation for it, K.K. Vidwan, K. Gurmukh Sajjana ne kita, Kavi Santokh Singh has filled up different angs of his granth, describing and translating Khalsa. Pai Nandlal Singh has described Khalsa. A translation of Khalsa you can find in Sri Sarbaloh Granth. Translations upon translations, each in their place is respectable, and each telling us a valuable lesson in which you can drive jidda nichod hai gaya rehth and pyar karna parmatma naal. Now I want to share with you a small sakhi. The sakhi goes like this. There was a king, and part of being a king, he wanted to increase his empire. So many kings have tried, and this one king with his army set out to foreign lands in campaigns to stretch his empire to different lengths. Now this king, unlike many other kings, he had many wives. Now this example, this story that I'm going to give to you, it's very close to a Sikh's heart. If you try to understand this story, you can understand our relationship with Guru Maharaj being our Raja and we being his wives. So this Raja, as he stretched forward in his campaign with his army, he was successful and victorious when he reached a certain land. To mark his victory, he called his minister and he said that, where my begums or my wives or my queens are waiting, to let them know that I'm victorious and to give them something in this celebratory occasion, he sent a messenger back to his kingdom. And when the messenger came, he delivered the message of the king to his queens. All the queens presented themselves. The messenger spoke out and explained what the king's message is. And the message was such that I've reached this destination and we've been successful of conquering this land. Now I ask you, what do you want me to bring you back as a present? What do you want as a present? Now, going from the eldest queen to the youngest queen, each listed out different things. Though most of them, as they listed it out, they may seem a little different, but they all can be classified under one category as material worldly goods. And when the final and the youngest queen was approached and asked that, what do you want? She said that, I'll write it down on paper for you. And all I want you to do is deliver it to the king. I don't want to openly say it, but I'll say it on paper. So she wrote something and folded it up and handed it to the messenger. When the messenger arrived where the king was, and the king asked the messenger, did you deliver my message? He said that, I've not only delivered your message, but I've come back with a response from each of your queens. And he says, what do they want? Well, each of them asking for separate things, kehar, necklace, a prestigious necklace that should be worth more than this. Some asking for this, some asking for this, with a platter of jewels to come back for each of them. And he accepted. He said, that's fine. That's fine. I'll bring that back. And he says that, what about my youngest queen? Did she ask for anything? He said that she didn't openly ask for it, but she wrote it down for me, and I've carried that message with me, and here it is. So he opened up this piece of kagad, opened up this piece or letter. All it had written on there, it was an S. In the Hindi Bhasha, they had written down an S. Was that the only unique feature of it? It was an S. but it was written in the color of red. It was an S written in the color of red. Now he's baffled, and he doesn't know what to make of it. What does she want with the letter S? Khalsa ji, he, rather than sending back another messenger and trying to figure out what this message is, he called a couple of his men together, and each of these men respectably knowledgeable enough that they can interpret things. They all got together, and this letter was laid in front of him, and he says, "This is a message from my youngest queen. Please tell me what she's trying to say to me." He said, one of them spoke out, and he said that I interpreted it. The red color, what is the word for red? Lal. And what is the letter that's written on here? It's a sa, sa-sa. Well, put those together. Lal, sa. She has a lal sa, a desire for only one thing, which is you to come back safely home. She didn't ask for anything else but for union. For union. And now, sometimes if you sit down and you really observe this story, each of us are sitting here. Each is, and many other places, jithe Nanak Naam Leva, where there's followers of Guru Nanak Dev Ji, each in Sangat are sitting. And each have bowed their head and sat in the same manner you have. And what is the difference? You can find all these queens inside of us in terms of what we want. People ask for things. Some people will emptily go, not really respecting Guru Maharaj Ji as the Maharaja of all Maharaj Ji. Well, nevertheless, some do come and they ask for worldly sukh. They ask for worldly possessions. And Birleya, there are only few, not many, few, that will come and matha take, and then they'll ask for either naam, preet, asking for these padarths, padarths that they know if they get in return, they're going to be assisting them. Unna de sahayak honge Paramatma nu milan layi. Meaning that for them is the paper on which they can write naam. So, ek shabd honda prab milbe ki lalsa, ਤਾਤੇ ਆਲਸ ਕਹਾਂ ਕਰੋ ਰੇ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਮਿਲਣ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਦੇਰ ਕਿਉਂ ਆ ਆਲਸ ਕਿਉਂ ਆ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਹੈਵ ਅ ਡਿਜ਼ਾਇਰ ਆਫ ਮੀਟਿੰਗ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦੈਨ ਵਟ ਇਜ਼ ਯੂਰ ਵਟਸ ਹੋਲਡਿੰਗ ਯੂ ਬੈਕ ਖਾਲਸਾ ਜੀ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਹੀਅਰ ਐਂਡ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਐਗਜ਼ਾਮਪਲ ਇਫ ਵੀ ਲੁੱਕ ਐਟ ਇਟ ਵੇਅਰ ਦ ਰਾਜਾ ਟੇਕਿੰਗ ਦ ਪਲੇਸ ਇਸ ਧੰਨ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਗ੍ਰੰਥ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀ ਅਕਾਲ ਪੁਰਖ ਦੇ ਸਰਗੁਣ ਸਰੂਪ ਸਾਡੇ ਵਾਸਤੇ And we being the Raniya, each and every one of us. So, the lalsa, the desire, when it turns special and it has direction towards Paramatma, special, the word special translated, is khas. And when you take khas, lalsa, and you combine it together, you have khalsa. Khas, lalsa, to meet Paramatma, then khalsa, you have khalsa. And when Pai Sahib said that in the movie, it just ringed in Das's head. I said, I couldn't stand here before you as a muddy pit to talk about oceans of virtues that they've collected inside of them as these three shining Gursikhs. But standing before you, I can at least try to translate something that I've found where a certain person has committed themselves to Paramatma more than I have, and they've reached a spiritual status more than Das, where they can explain to you who these Ruah are, who these souls are. So, they, though past in body, can inspire inspiration in us to this day. The first person that I turned to, which initially was preparation for the poet symposium that we're going to have in 2 weeks' time, was Sant Baba Gurbachan Singh. And he said three traits that stand out for him when he sees these Gurmukh Sajjan. Gurmukh Sajjan that I can tell you that would clearly have Bhai Parminder Singh, Bhai Charanjit Singh, and Bibi Reena Kaur within that category. And I'm going to read it out to you. He says, Sat tare, santokh tare, at prem pare. So, sat tare, they've combined in themselves and placed truth and a love for truth. Santokh tare, contentment has been also placed beside it. At prem pare, and from their head to their toes, shining from their face, you hear whether it's the voice of a kathyavachak, or the voice doing a kavi before a shastra vidya, or the voice before doing kirtan, all you hear is at prem pare, that they've been filled from their head to their toe for one love. A love when asked a Bhagat Namdev ji, he would say, Name Preet Narayan Lagi. The same very love now has reached these Gaur Sikhs, and this is what's being described. And he says further, these three qualities, though we're talking about three Gaur Sikhs today, but these three qualities being in each of these Gaur Sikhs. And then what did they do at the end? They went, Sukh Sindh Samahi. Taking these qualities, adorning them as a queen for their king, so the king can look as in pleasure and be pleased with the queens, they went and samage. Samage means they merged with body, with mind, with soul. Everything merged within Paramatma. And they all did it together. Khalsaji, sitting in Sangat, reciting God's name. Now, I want to read to you on the same topic of Khalsa and now just clearly defining as purity. This also Das took out of the program, which I was going to do in 2 weeks' time. And it's a poem by Rabindranath Tagore. And I'm going to read it to you, and I have it written on a piece of paper here. And it's called Purity. And he wrote it in Bengali. In Bengali in rhyme. But now it's been translated in English. Though when you do translations and you do translations into other languages, nuances, some emotional effect is lost. But nevertheless, you can gain a bit of appreciation. And today we'll try to. And the poem is titled Purity. And the first line starts with life of my life, referring to Paramatma. Mere jeevan de jeevan, Paramatma. Life of my life, I shall ever try to keep my body pure, knowing that thy loving touch is upon all my limbs. I shall ever try to keep all untruths out of my thoughts, knowing that thou art that truth which has kindled the light of reason in my mind. I shall ever try to drive all evils away from my heart and keep love in flower, knowing that thou hast thy seat in the inmost shrine of my heart. And it shall be my endeavor to reveal thee in my actions, knowing it is thy power that gives me strength to act. That gives me strength to act. When you look at the Khalsa Shabd, whether it's a Sant, whether it's a Pagat, whether it's a Sad, or whether it's a Gursikh, Khalsa Ji, mend it all together, you have Khalsa. Within, it's just describing different aspects of Khalsa, but in one figure, you can see a Sad, you can see a Pagat, you can see a philosopher, you can see a Sant Sapai, everything is mended into one with the Shabd of Khalsa. A Khas Lalsa to meet Paramatma. A pure mind that is cleaned through reciting God's Shabds. So now, there's a Shabd that also comes in Guru Granth Sahib Ji that says, Sat Naam. If you want to hear the Shabd of Sad, Sad again, if we're going to incorporate into the Khalsa Shabd, like I already explained, Sad Naam Nirmalata Ke Karam. So when he says in this last line, Knowing it is thy power that gives me strength to act. Knowing that anything that you do is from the strength of Paramatma, and all credit is due to the same strength that is given to you. Khalsaji, so Nirmal Karm, let me just give you a small example. And it's not from this yoga, it's from a last yoga. In Dwapar, there is a figure that I've mentioned occasionally, Krishna Bhagwan. And there is a Raja, speaking on the topic of Raja right now, is Yudhishthir. But he was never fond of being called Raja Yudhishthir, though he had attained this title. Now, when he would come and visit Krishna, Krishna would say, "Aao Rajan, aao." But Yudhishthir said, in his heart, though he wouldn't say it out, he wouldn't speak it out, he'd say in his heart that, "I don't want to be a Raja in his eyes. I'd rather be seen as a Pagat." But now if you want to be seen as a Pagat, you have to have acts of a Pagat. So he devoted himself to worshipping Paramatma. In his worship, one time, on a horse, passing through a jungle, as he passed through a jungle, what happened was, in the jungle, there is a pregnant poor woman, that had gone into the woods to collect firewood. Now, being poor and having no assistance from other people, she had gone in alone herself to collect this firewood. And as doing so, what happened? She went into labor. Labor was happening, but the child wasn't coming out. It had become a difficult labor, and in the process of labor, she was crying out. And when Yudhishthir came, though he could have taken a stance of a Raja and called some Nokar that was nearby and worried, as other Rajas had worried about their clothes at that time and their garments, he moved past that. He got off his horse, and without flinching and without thinking about any of those material things, he went and helped her. And in when doing so, what did he think? He said, "This is my sister. And in the process of delivering a child, I don't want to look upon any areas that don't deserve a foreign man's eyes." So what did he do? He ripped his chola and he tied it around his eyes. Considering her his sister, he assisted her. And then what did he do? He helped her deliver a baby. And not only did he deliver the baby, he celebrated the baby's birth. He gave the woman Gane and helped her up and delivered her home. And as he was going home, he didn't think of an act that he did. He thought of an act of a scenario that Paramatma created that he could act in a pure mind. When he went home, he could have gone and told his brothers, his four brothers, of what he did today. Nor did he speak of it, nor did he think of it. And he approached Krishna, who was visiting that day. And when Krishna was sitting there, instead of hearing the same words as "Aao Rajan," what did he hear? He says, "Aao Pagat. Aao Pagat." And today Yudhishthir went and sat close to Krishna and whispered some words. And those words were such, he said to Krishna, "That aaj kyun fark? Why is there a difference today? Why did you call me Pagat?" He says, "Now, within your mind there's a purity, and it was reflected through your actions. And when that purity reaches your actions, this is samjalo sarvan sarvan man nidhyasan karat tare ne tinne karm tusi kite hai. In doing so, hon tusi pagta, purity has reached your actions." And Khalsa ji, with this, when we look at the lives of these Gursikhs, it's that purity of action that brightly illuminates their lives in front of us. Simply speaking, there's a voice of Bibi Rina Kaur, a voice that Das got to visit shortly after Bibi Reena Kaur went to pass. I got to visit her home. Now they've moved to a different complex. But in that home, though I never got a chance to ever have a conversation with her, which I would have loved to have, but these are karms and we don't regret any karms. But when Das went to go to that home, though I didn't hear any echo of kirtan, but I felt the presence of bhakti. Khalsa ji, you can see it. You can't really see it, you can experience it when you go to different homes. Going into different homes, and in her home, where that kirtan, whether it was practice, you might say that she might have been doing practice. But when I say nidhyasan, what do you think nidhyasan translates to? It's a practice, not a vajja. It's of a practice that the shabd plays you using the vajja, not you reciting a shabd playing a vajja. The practice should become such that the shabd plays you and you're no longer there. You are sit as a third party observing the shabd played through your body and using the assistance of a vajja. And Khalsaji, though I knew at the back of my head and I could make an easy assumption that kirtan was done here, and I knew that it was done by her sundar voice. It was done and it's samad. It collected in the walls of that home. So any visitor that came, that shut their mind off just for a second, could experience the vibes this bhaktani created in that home. When I remember Bibi Reena Kaur, I also remember another Bibi that passed away in 1998, that has left her influence here in Vancouver. Her name is Bibi Jaswant Kaur. Bibi Jaswant Kaur, some Sangat might be familiar with her, at Khalsa school, Khalsa ji, she, with a lot of other Bibiyan, collected together to do kirtan. If you were to be in her presence, from what these Singhaniya have told Das, they say that her face glowed. Her face would sparkle when she would be doing kirtan. And even when you would meet her in her presence, if you were to meet her, such as Gursikhs here, such as Gyani Prem Singh, everybody by Jeevan Singh knew of her. This Bibi wouldn't waste any time. Her time was spent on samaling ek ek dam. So, aaj shabd sarvan kita si vanjare. Vanjare mean businessman. And when I was curious and I felt the influence from these Bibiyan that had got a chance to meet with Bibi Jaswant Kaur, you know, I did exactly what I would have done when I heard about Bibi Reena Kaur, to become more familiar with her. I heard her voice through kirtan, so I decided I had one CD of Bibi Jaswant Kaur. I put it on. And through that, the last echoing words in that CD when she was finishing her divan. And this is a woman, Khalsa ji, let me just explain to you briefly. Her Barsi is celebrated later on in this month. And she spent her life influencing others on this road. And she, when she was little, would be playing and coming into the sharan of a Mahatma known as Sant Baba Atar Singh Ji Mastwane, who had given her a dhat of doing kirtan. And through her kirtan and her prachar she did, she influenced many. Women that didn't know how to sew or cook, she helped them learn these traits. At the same time, she enforced Sikhi inside of them. Enforced Sikhi inside of them, and through this CD, the last echoing words were that when you come to this world, each breath that you have, you're a businessman. Think of yourself as a businessman. And she recited the shabd, Vanj karo vanjari ho, Vakhar leho sambal. Taisi vast vasaiye, jaisi nibhe naal. That was the shabd she was translating. She said that with every breath, inni keemtiya, it's so priceless, trade it away for naam. Ek sabd mere pran bast hai. Take it away and let shabd recite with that one breath. And then what will it do, she said? She said that it will float away from you and deposit as a priceless heera in Sachkhand for you. I'll be waiting for you there. And when I take her life, and this woman, aap bhakti kamai, even Piper Minder Singh one time in Samadhi was found near the place where her room is, having a conversation with her. Who knows what celestial conversation he was having with this Bhaktini. And this is after her time. Well, nevertheless, Bibi Reena Kaur literally embodied this in 17 years of life. In 17 years of life, people have quoted this time and time again. She did what other people don't achieve in their full lifetime. She took every dum and every beating heartbeat and collected together every effort. And if there was a time when practice, Ustad Chanjit Singh would say, now we're going to have it every day, a Gatka class, you wouldn't see her missing from that class. There was a dedication driving her. What I explained to you as Prab Milbe Ki Lalsa, Pramatma Milanli and Na Chasi, that's what supported her at. And she kept inside of Rath. And if she went, she went with Dridh Irada that main Bhakti Vich Jamoni Haan and main Khushiyan Guru Gobind Singh Di Laini Haan. Khalsa Ji, Appaan Hun Kithe Aalas Haan Saade Vich. Eh Aalas is called laziness. A laziness that says that we have time. Who says, Mat Kai Jaape Sa Aave Kai Na Aave Ram? How do you know if that breath that comes will come again? When I heard of analogy of Bhai Maha Singh, when he passed away in the charan of Guru Gobind Singh Ji, there's no better way to pass away. Lying in the charan of Guru Gobind Singh Ji, some have said that it seemed as if when Bhai Maha Singh said his last words, and Guru Gobind Singh Ji let a breath out, and that breath was going in, it collected by Maha Singh's soul and took it inside of his body. It just took it inside of his body. A person who dedicates every morsel of his body to Guru Gobind Singh Ji, that's willing to sacrifice their life for prachar and seva, why wouldn't Guru Maharaj Ji make him part of himself? Khalsa mera roop hai khas. And jinnah kole khas lalsa is khalsa. Khas lalsa pramatma nu milan layi. Khalsa ji, here's one sakhi of Bhai Parminder Singh. When Bhai Parminder Singh at 9:30 was at the Gurdwara Sahib up in the gallery, he thought to himself that I should leave now. It takes me an hour's time to get home. So he was about to get up when the Granthi Singh came to him and he says, do you want to do Sukhasan? Now this is a seva that he didn't take that the Granthi Sahib was telling him. He took as Maharaji asking him, do you want to do my seva today? He said, Sat Vachan. Though the time was ticking away, but Sharda Pavnana, he put all that aside and he went to the Tabya and did Sukhasan di seva. By that time had clicked to 10:30. Now you can imagine how sajna and pyarna seva kiti. 10:30 came. Now he's leaving, quickly glimpsing at the time, and he says to himself that 10:30. Now, if I start walking, it's going to be 11:30 by the time I get home. So thinking this, and he says, when I get 11:30, and then baanata bhaji jane panvele, and then 2 o'clock I have to get up. 2 o'clock he used to wake up. Khalsa ji, nirmal karam dekho. Nirmal karam ajisi that Guru Gobind Singh Ji is willing to offer assistance to his bhagats at those times. He starts walking through the parking lot of the Gurdwara Sahib and he sees one car and the car is running. And there's an individual sitting in there. Not paying too much heed to it, he walks by and the window rolls down. And the window rolls down and the person calls to him. He said, do you need a ride? Bhai Parminder Singh says, well, on this occasion, I want to get home as fast as possible. Then maybe I'll take this ride. So he accepted. He got in with the individual. He drove him home. Now, this could be the end of the story, but as he started to get out, as the door opened and he was about to close the door, he looked at him and he said that, I hope this is not too much of a personal question, but why were you sitting in the parking lot at 10:30 at night with your car running and not moving anywhere? He says that, I'll tell you the truth. I had left the Gurdwara a while ago, but then I felt a force as I was driving that told me to go back to the Gurdwara. I didn't know why, but I did a U-turn. I turned my gaddi around and I just parked and I waited. I don't know why, I just waited. And you came. And then I thought in my head that he's going somewhere, maybe I can offer him a ride. And Seva Vimal Juki. So he asked him, do you need a ride? And in this description that he gave, you can see that jithe, where there is a purity of mind of only having a pyar for Paramatma and doing seva, and Paramatma looks out for his bhagats. Khalsa ji, there's no way, I refuse to believe that there has been ever a story where there has been a bhagat and Maharaj has not looked after his bhagats. He has reached out to him and touched him. Yes, there might be an individual that has failed to recognize it, and that's why you might hear stories from them that might say that, well, I just started doing this, and then Guru Maharaj didn't offer me a ride or didn't do this. No, I put that all aside. I will say that you failed to realize what Guru Maharaj was doing for you that day. So, main samapti karda, adha ghanta time ditta si, 2 minute upar ho gaye. Forgive me if I made any mistakes while talking. Hopefully, some stories today that I've shared with you can inspire some light. Though coming from a mud pit such as myself and talking about an ocean as such as these three Gursikhs, I might have failed and done injustice to their lives. Please forgive me if I made any mistakes or said any inaccuracies according to Gurmat or their lives. Done hath jorke, fateh bilao, akho wahe guruji ka khalsa, wahe guruji ki fateh.